This is WLVR News. Voter registration for the presidential election topped 9 million this year in Pennsylvania, an all-time high. The pandemic hampered many voter registration efforts, but both parties have made door-to-door rounds. WLVR's Tyler Pratt tagged along with one neighborhood group in downtown Allentown.
Paz Simpson is masked up and knocking on doors in Allentown's second ward on a Sunday.
We're door knocking, you know, like we're in your face all the time because the only way to understand the issues is someone brings the issues to you.
He's with Promise Neighborhoods, which works to improve education programs in the city.
So we're letting them know they can vote early. We're letting them know they can mail in the vote. We're letting them know that they can wait till November 3rd, 2020.
The area has experienced gentrification in recent years, but there are also many low-income Spanish-speaking residents living there. Allentown City Councilwoman Cynthia Mota joins to help interpret. They stop and talk to a man outside his apartment building.
He says that it doesn't make any difference if he votes or not. And I said that that's not right, that I have seen people with my own eyes that have won an election because of one vote.
Mota, a Democrat, says she reminds people that it's not just about the president. There are other races this year, like attorney general and state and congressional representatives. A group of guys waves at Mota and Simpson as they walk past the playground.
Hello. Did you guys register to vote?
Yes. This is our neighborhood park, so you know we register all of them ourselves. But every one of them waved as we walk by.
On a new block, Queen Elizabeth Ture answers her door. She's turning 21.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Nice.
Ture gets registered to vote on her doorstep, but says she hasn't decided if she'll vote in person or by mail. But she says she wants to help pick the president.
Because what's going on right now, we really do need a good president. We really do.
As they go through the neighborhood, Simpson says they are also encouraging residents to apply for citizenship.
Yeah, a lot of people still just have their green card, so it keeps them in fear. By not being a full U.S. citizen, you don't feel part of the process.
Councilmember Mota meets several families in this situation. A man named Luis comes to the door.
He said he knows me.
Mota gives him her number and says she can help with the citizenship process. Then they get to Octavio Cordero's house.
He just became a U.S. citizen. He says...
Who gets a file? Who just became a U.S. citizen? Congratulations!
Yes, sir!
Yes!
Cordero registers to vote right there. Then he and his wife begin to bicker in the doorway. Mota translates.
The wife is a Democrat, so right now they had a little argument. Because he's a Republican.
Awesome.
She says, oh my God, right now we lost a vote. You know, you're voting for Trump.
Everyone shares a laugh. Mota and Simpson say that's what these conversations are about, engaging with voters no matter who they plan to vote for. And the next step is following up and making sure people do vote. In Allentown, I'm Tyler Pratt, WLVR News.
The last day to register for a mail-in ballot or vote early in person in Pennsylvania is Tuesday, October 27th.